President Bush has given high honors to three leading figures in his Iraq policy. He gave Presidential Medals of Freedom to retired General Tommy Franks, former Iraq Administrator Paul Bremer, and former CIA Director George Tenet. All three have been praised and criticized for their roles in the war. NPR's David Wellner reports.
President Bush did not say exactly why he decided to gather Franks, Tenet, and Bremer in the White House East Room to receive the nation's highest civilian honor. He did say the three men played what he called pivotal roles in great events. Mr. Bush was more specific about General Franks' role as commander of the U.S. forces invading Afghanistan and later Iraq.
Today, the people of Iraq and Afghanistan are building a secure and permanent democratic future. One of the highest distinctions of history is to be called a liberator. And Tommy Franks will always carry that title.
Franks campaigned for the president's reelection and is from First Lady Laura Bush's hometown of Midland, Texas. Of the three Medal of Freedom recipients, he may be the least controversial. Franks has been criticized, though, for failing to capture Osama bin Laden in the mountains of Tora Bora and for widespread looting following the fall of Saddam Hussein. President Bush had high praise as well for Bremer, who was the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority.
When Jerry Bremer greeted visitors in his office in Baghdad, he always began, "Welcome to free Iraq." Jerry, Iraq is free today, and you helped make it so.
But Bremer has also come under fire for dissolving the Iraqi army and for saying more U.S. forces were needed in Iraq after he left his post there. President Bush saved his strongest praise for not only former CIA Director George Tenet, but the institution he headed as well.
The men and women of the CIA have been on the front lines of an urgent cause, and the whole nation owes them our gratitude. George is rightly proud of the people of the agency, and I have been proud to work with George.
On a day when the American death toll in Iraq approached 1,300, Democrats were quick to point out that none of the weapons of mass destruction that Tenet had assured Mr. Bush were in Iraq has been found. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry's spokesman asked in a statement whether Tenet got the Medal of Freedom for his, quote, slam dunk case for war. And Michigan Senator Carl Levin, speaking in a conference call just after leaving Baghdad, said it was the president's right to give out medals of freedom.
I'm not critical of that, even though I would have reached a different conclusion, particularly relative to Tenet, who I do not think served either the president or the nation well with the false and erratic and erroneous intelligence that we got when he was heading the CIA.
Asked by NPR whether the president considered Tenet's intelligence on Iraq's weapons to be good or faulty, White House spokesman Scott McClellan had this response.
This is a day to pay tribute to all three of these individuals for the great record of accomplishment that each of them have achieved in public service.
The same question, asked once more, got the same answer.
We've answered those questions. Today's a day to pay tribute to these men for the great work that they've done to make America more secure and to make the world a safer and better place.
It was indeed a day of tribute, but also a day that revived questions about three of the president's top point men on Iraq. David Wellner, NPR News, The White House.